Okay. So my first question was just basic, like, what was the interest in Chambersburg? Like, what was the main reason why you picked that location as opposed to any other?
Because I had just arrived at the college in 2001, and I was looking for a place to study a Latino immigrant population that was close to the campus so that I could get students involved. And I went to lunch in Chambersburg with a professor here, and I saw that it was she talked about it as an Italian neighborhood, but we ended up going to a Guatemalan restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, so that was kind of, you know, a first glance. I said, you know, this would be really interesting to kind of look at, you know, what's happening here in terms of the ethnic transition of this neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that was about 2001, 2002. And from there, I decided that was it, and I applied for funding.
And what was it like back then? It was like all Italian, like bakeries and stuff like that. Like, or do you not know much about, you know much about, like how it was like in the 20th century? Like,
In the whole 20th century? I mean, or when you talk about when I decided to study.
I mean, like, before, like, the Latins came into Chambersburg and it was more, like, Italian. Like, how was there, like, a lot of, like, it was just all Italian culture and music and, like, things like that in the town?
Like, yes. I mean, before that, it was German, but then it became Italian. So, yeah, it was principally an Italian enclave. It was an Italian neighborhood.
When did it switch from German to Italian, do you know?
In the early part of the 20th century. I mean, the Italian immigrants started coming, I mean, came until late, like until like the 1960s they were still coming. And so in the early part of the 20th century, it was definitely, it was German, and then it switched over to Italian, but that Italian immigration really went until very late.
Okay.
In comparison.
Yeah.
I mean, through the 60s, I would say.
And then when do you think...
So there were people I interviewed who spoke only Italian.
Really?
In 2000 yeah. and 4 or 5, whenever I was doing my work. Mm. There were people who are, you know, elderly people who did not speak English.
Do you speak Italian?
No, for those people, we had translators.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I speak Spanish, but not Italian.
Oh, that's cool. Why do you think many Latins chose Chambersburg to live? Like, why do you think they chose to come to America and then go to Chambersburg when there was a lot of Italians? Like, instead of going to, like, I know, like,
well,
Jersey.
The Italian, the reason that they went to Chambersburg is because there was a restaurant economy, and the young people were leaving, and there was a demand for labor in those restaurants. So just, you know, by chance, some folks found jobs in the restaurants. And once, you know, a couple people come, and then it starts a process of chain migration where mm-hmm. other people come as well. And so, you know, so I would say that they filled a niche in the economy is the answer to what started it.
Okay. And then why do you think the Italians had such a problem with it, with Latins coming in?
Well, the thing, I think that... that in part it was because they felt like they were losing a hold over the neighborhood. It wasn't because the Latinos were coming in, it was because they were leaving, but then they were being replaced by the Latinos.
Okay.
And I think that it was there was a kind of a crisis of them losing their neighborhood. And there's you kind of have to blame somebody.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people admitted that they're the ones who left, but then other people kind of blame people for coming in. So I think that it's kind of tricky.
Were there any, like, fights or anything, or did, like, any riots, or was it just, like, this unspoken, like, kind of conflict between the
Yeah,
two?
Between Latinos and Italians, there
yeah.
were no riots.
Nothing. Yeah. And then, what's one thing that really shocked you in your research, like, or interviews? Like, what was one thing that, like, stood out? Or even if there wasn't one particular thing, like, if there was something that just really intrigued you?
Well, I mean, for the whole project, I mean, it was really it struck me how both groups of folks, like the Italians and the Latinas, were both so gracious and willing to share their stories with us, you know, and were very welcoming, both populations.
Are there any Italians that still live there, or
some. I mean, there are people who still live in the neighborhood, but the neighborhood's totally changed now.
Yeah, it wasn't as, like what changed so much about it? Because I watched the video and stuff, I thought it was very interesting, but what was, like...
Well, a lot of those businesses have closed.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, a lot of them changed hands to Latino ownership, but more and more of the Italian businesses have closed. So that there's very few Italian restaurants now. I mean, there's still some.
Yeah.
But even when I started to do my research, there were many more.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, when the businesses leave, then really it's like that's the you know, it's like one thing, it's the residential, you know, kind of leaving, where people are not living there, but they still have a economic tie there. But when the economic ties are severed as well, then there's like a real disconnect.
Yeah.
So I think there's been more of that kind of cutting off. And so, and the people, a lot of them live in Hamilton. So it's not like they went really far away. And so you see, and then you see like branches of Italian restaurants moving to the suburbs. So like they'll be in Ewing, like there's a couple of restaurants that were Chambersburg restaurants, and now they're in Ewing. So they've kind of like moved out of the neighborhood, but they kept the business.
Okay. And then do you think that the Latins had trouble moving into Trenton at all? Like that they had any, there was any like people showing them like houses or something, or if they were trying to buy an apartment, do you think they had like any trouble buying it? Or because back then, like, there used to be, like, residential segregation, not just in Trenton, just in, like, America in general, where, like, people would have trouble actually, like, buying apartments because people didn't want certain races into the town. Do you think that they had any trouble doing that, or you think they just had...
Don't buy, they rent.
Oh, right.
And so I think that the people who are renting out their houses by economic necessity allowed Latinos to rent because they needed... It was an economic thing.
Yeah.
You know, because when it was an Italian neighborhood, it was definitely kept, the minorities were kept out of the neighborhood. And then when it started to transition, when the Italians started to move out and they needed people to fill those jobs in the neighborhood, and Latinas started to move in, they allowed the Latinas to move in. But they hadn't, for example, allowed African Americans earlier when it was an Italian neighborhood, they hadn't let them in. So I think it's more but from economic necessity. Plus, I also think that they felt like they shared more culturally with Latinos, could emphasize their fellow Catholics and so forth, that that there was a little bit more of a openness to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was still always some resistance, but not through the pocketbook. Like, yeah. They needed to rent these places out.
And then, just lastly, like, if there is anything that we miss that you would want people to, like, essentially get out of the documentary, or any, like, concluding thoughts on anything?
I don't know if it comes really clear in the documentary, but in the research, one thing that was really striking was, you know, I started to, you know, study this neighborhood after September 11th.
Okay.
And, I had done other research in other places with immigrants, and people were very willing to talk to me, and I never had an issue. But after September 11th, the climate, the kind of anti-immigrant climate kind of increased. And, you know, right when we started to do the Latino interviews, the Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE, started to conduct raids in the neighborhood. And they were really targeting Guatemalans with deportation orders, people who had applied for asylum status and their cases had been denied, and they were supposed to leave the country and they hadn't left. And they were targeting those folks, and they were, you know, going, you know, doing it like in the middle of the night. They would have someone's address, and they would go and they would bang on the door, and they would say, "Open up, police," and just kind of terrorize people.
Wow.
And that was all happening when we were trying to interview people. So it was really challenging. People were really suspicious, and justifiably so, of outsiders. And, you know, I was walking around with a tape recorder, and, you know, so I had to, what I did was I had to figure out some way to get people to trust me. And so I used the churches as kind of my, you know, so especially St. Joachim's Church is the Catholic Church. You know, the priest knew about my work, and on Mass, the day when they have a Spanish Mass on Saturdays, that he would introduce me and tell people what me and what my students were doing so that people would trust us. And that's really the only way that we could get people to talk to us, is to have, like, the priest vouch for us, because people were so frightened. And I don't know how well that comes out in the film. It's kind of mentioned, but in terms of the research itself, it was really a problem. And, you know, so that's something that, it was just one of those challenges.
Yeah.
You know, that I don't know if it's quite so obvious from the film, as I said.
Yeah, no, that was, but, like, that's very interesting. I didn't even, like, take into account that, like, it was after 9/11.
And, right.
Like, all, like, immigrants probably, it was even harder for them, if anything.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I think I got...
All right, good.
Everything I need. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sorry for, like,